USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Well, this morning there's going to be a tomb wreath laying at the Tomb of the Unknown. We also do a wreath laying at the U.S. Navy Memorial in the Capital Region. There's also a couple of parades that the all of the different service branch ceremonial guards will be partaking in. And it's all to pay tribute to our fallen shipmates and soldiers that have come before us and paid the ultimate sacrifice.
U.S. Navy Command Master Paul McCrory on Fox News Monday morning. Hurricane Agatha was expected to fall apart over the mountains of Mexico and dissipate by Wednesday, but there is a small chance its remnants could emerge in the Gulf of Mexico, where it could become the Atlantic Basin's first named storm of 2022. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
A settlement has the judge's blessing with regards to the Surfside condo property collapse in Florida 11 months ago.
A Florida judge has given initial approval to a settlement to families who lost loved ones in last year's collapse of a beachfront condominium building. 98 people died when the 12-story Champlain Tower South building collapsed last June in Surfside, Florida. The judge who held the remote hearing said the quick settlement was the best possible outcome given the loss of life and property. The total settlement is more than $1 billion. Separately, people whose condos were destroyed and lost property will share about $96 million. The goal is to begin distributing the money by September. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Leftist Senator Gustavo Petro and conservative businessman Rodolfo Hernandez will face off in Colombia's presidential election next month. Petro is a former mayor of Bogota. Hernandez is a real estate tycoon and former mayor of Bucaramanga. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Republican Congressman Dr. Ronnie Jackson, speaking on Newsmax about the deadly shootings in his state of Texas, believes that a look must be taken at the moral decline in the United States as the root cause of such violent acts.
Well, the whole state of Texas and the whole country, for that matter, are mourning, what happened there. And our prayers are with them, and we're going to do everything we can from the state perspective and from the federal perspective to help this community heal, everything we can to make sure this never happens again. And I've said before, I really think we have to look at the big picture here and look at the root cause. And I think that we have to address the moral decline in this country, because I think that's a big part of what's going on here. We've gotten away from family and from God and from community. And those are things that we have to embrace again. That's what made this country great and what made this country safe, quite honestly. I could have never imagined something like this happening when I was growing up in a town. It was roughly the same size as Uvalde here in Texas as well. But things have changed now. And, our kids are exposed to a lot of stuff that's harmful to them, with video games, these violent video games that they're exposed to at a very early age. And I've said before, some of the lyrics and the rap music and stuff that they listen to is not healthy. And we need to address this kind of stuff. This is what's causing a lot of these problems.
Astronomers are excited about the possibility of a new meteor shower on Monday night, Tuesday morning. In order for the Tau Herculeid shower to be visible, pieces of comet SW3 must be traveling faster than 220 miles per hour to enter the atmosphere. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.